WEOL weather.
Dodge the raindrops on the lake amid south winds of 10 to 20 knots, waves 2 feet or less, the water temperature 47, morning showers, then the chance of afternoon thunderstorms, highs in the lower 70s, a risk of a shower thunderstorm tonight with lows in the upper 40s. For AM 930 WEOL, I'm meteorologist John Loftman.
Bruce, if I had to dodge a raindrop, I think I would pick the Dodge Charger. Cloudy skies, 56 degrees.
Did they redo that, or did they
The Dodge Charger?
Yeah.
In fact, there is a version out there. A lot of police departments have gone with them now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because they what? They look good, and they just intimidate, get there when you need it as quickly as possible. Well, I will say today is a little bit better looking day at this time than it was yesterday, even though the forecast for the next couple of days have a lot more words in it, which indicates showers and thunderstorms, but we'll get through with that. The main thing is to see what's happening this Saturday. Coming up on Saturday, May 3rd, at Avon High School, it's the City of Avon Safety Fair. And we're talking now with Chief Richard Bosley. We also have Captain Larry Fishbach with us this morning. Gentlemen, thanks for joining us this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
We noticed this is your first ever. How did this come to be and why?
We've had little local neighborhood fairs in the past, but this is the first one we've ever done citywide, and it was part of a process that we had done. We sent out a survey a couple years ago to a selection of our residents asking what kinds of services they wanted from their police department and overall how good of a job they thought we were doing as an agency. And one of the things that continually came back is they wanted to see more education programs from the police department. And as part of that, earlier this year, we worked with the schools and reintroduced our police officers in the school with a couple of school resource officers. And just the next phase of this, we decided to have a citywide safety fair that would have information for residents of ways that they can help themselves, help protect their neighborhoods, and basically showcase some of the services that are available in the city, the county, and even the state.
I'm looking at the lineup, and I didn't count it up, but it appears you've got more than 30 groups represented at this fair. Is that right?
Yeah, the support that we've gotten from the community and the county and the state and all of our partners that have decided to join in has been overwhelming. It's made it easy for us to prepare.
Is this taking place inside, outside the high school? How much space are you using for all these folks?
It's got to be outside, Bruce. They've got helicopters.
Well, you could have some things outside.
Actually, it's taking place both.
See?
Some of the vendors, businesses will be set up inside with information to hand out to the residents. And also outside, we'll have other agencies showing up. Bringing fire trucks, we'll have police vehicles, county SWAT team's going to bring a vehicle, the county bomb squad. So it's a little bit of both, some inside information and some outside big vehicles for kids and anybody else that wants to come take a look.
It goes from 11 until 3, a lot of different agencies throughout Avon as well as the county. It's a safety fair. How broad does this cover? Are we talking about personal safety? Are we talking about our home safety, driving safety? What can you tell us about that?
I think it's pretty much across the spectrum. We're going to have a lot of information for safety as far as people in their homes and their neighborhoods, better ways to secure their homes. We're going to try to have information on drug and alcohol abuse, some information on fraud protection, protecting the elderly. But we're also going to have the Cleveland Clinic's going to have a health screening there. We're going to have LifeShare Blood Bank doing a blood drive. Just anything across the spectrum, we're trying to cover anything that may affect the day-to-day lives of our local residents.
Yesterday, Governor Kasich and Attorney General Mike DeWine met with educators in Columbus, and the focus was heroin. A lot of times people think it may be more of a problem in urban areas, maybe not so much in suburban areas. Is that a concern in Avon?
Avon's a fortunate town that we don't have it as bad as some of the other communities, but it's everywhere. And if you look, I think, statistically across the state, I think it's actually targeting the suburban areas more than any other drug problem that we've had in the past.
At the safety fair, you also have the child kid print station. I assume this is where they get the IDs, a little maybe a thumbprint or something. What goes into that?
Yeah, it's a program that we have that will make a credit card-sized photograph with a thumbprint of a child for a parent to keep with them. That way, if their child's ever lost or abducted, they have something that they can immediately hand the police officer, no matter where they're at within the state or anywhere, to get that information out quickly to law enforcement.
Well, a lot of people look like they'll be coming as far as the groups. Hopefully a lot of folks from the city and the surrounding areas can come out. Again, it's the City of Avon Safety Fair. It goes from 11 until 3 at the high school this coming Saturday. We've been speaking today with Avon Police Chief Richard Bosley, also Captain Larry Fishbach. Gentlemen, thanks for sharing the time with us this morning. Appreciate it very much. Good luck on Saturday.
Thank you for having us.